This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
You can bring up anything you want. We talked in the first hour about psychedelic churches. Churches where people are using psychedelic substances, cannabis as a mild psychedelic, and then other things like ayahuasca or, psilocybin as, sacramental purposes, trying to seek enlightenment, to seek further spiritual guidance and journeys, which I fully support. And that has been sort of the goal of my psychedelic use in the last several years of my life. I think these are great substances for getting in touch with something that's greater than you.
Yeah, they absolutely can be. Anything can be abused.
Oh, yeah.
But if used properly, I think they can be very valuable for spiritual growth.
Yep, and so now here in New Hampshire, Rich Paul, you're going to be making similar arguments in front of a court within the next few months, or within the next several months. So things are going to get really interesting on that front here. So thank you for being willing to do that. And of course, I went out with you this morning, bright and early. We left here at around 6:30 this morning and went down to Salem, New Hampshire. Not that Salem. The Salem you might be thinking of with the witch trials was apparently in Massachusetts. This is another Salem because...
This is the Salem weed trial.
Yeah, exactly. And so it should be very, very interesting. And it was kind of a weird place to be this morning. You were threatened a couple of times, once in the courthouse, and then another time, not really threatened, but yelled at the breakfast joint we went to. You were threatened because you were using a vaporizer.
Salem doesn't like me, I don't think.
They were not friendly at all.
No, they weren't. But, yeah, they yelled at me in the courthouse. And now the Cheshire County Courthouse has a sign that says no smoking or vaping. Although I must admit I've been thrown out of that one for vaping, but they have a sign that says no smoking or vaping. The Rockingham, I guess, courthouse had I think it's Rockingham County. Is that it?
It was Salem District Court is where we're
okay.
at today.
Well, the Salem District Court had a sign up that said no smoking, but it didn't say a word about vaping.
Right.
And some cop saw me vaping there. I've decided to name him Officer Roid Rage. And he just came charging over and was all grumpy about it. You're not supposed to be smoking in here. I said, it's not smoke, it's vapor. And he said, it's smoke. I really wanted to argue with him that smoke was actually combustion products and there was no combustion involved.
A little science lesson wouldn't have hurt.
It was something, but the problem is I didn't know if I was right, so I did check the definitions after I left.
And you were
I was right.
We don't know if that bailiff or police officer, whoever it was, is actually on steroids because police are not drug tested in New Hampshire.
That's true.
They fought against that law.
Yeah, they can do it to the rest of us, but we can't do it to them.
So if you want to join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Sarah is in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, today I want to explain why we have 10 cameras on the outside of our bus. Did you know, like, three times a year people jump out in front of the bus to kill themselves? And then, like on Central, I hear, like, at least three or four times a year, always some alcoholic wants to end their life by jumping in front of the bus.
So if there's a camera on the bus, they can't jump in front of it?
Well, that's probably a defense for the bus company. But isn't that tragic that they can't go to a doctor and say, I want my life ended, and get an appropriate drug that would do that, where they didn't have to put other people at risk and didn't have to do a bunch of property damage to other people's property, leave blood all over the street? Why not let people die who want to die?
Absolutely. And that again seems like another religion. religious freedom thing.
Well, it is, and that's something that the right to die and to die with dignity is very important in my church, and we're still developing the scriptures, but a big part of it was watching my wife die of cancer and knowing that, you know, I delayed a couple days after I knew it was time, my decision to euthanize her, because, frankly, I didn't want to go to prison. But, you know, that shouldn't have to be a consideration. I mean, when my dog was dying, the only thing I had to consider was what was good for that animal. When my wife was dying, you know, it was a whole nother ballpark. It was balancing what's good for her versus how much, you know, how many decades of my life do I lose?
But another thing is that many cars, trucks have ran the red light and just ram-dotted into the bus and then ran them into the house and caused all sorts of accidents. So it's the cameras are there kind of to protect the drivers from being falsely blamed. Mm-hmm. And also the drivers have...
Where did you get the number 10, though? I mean, that's a lot of cameras for one bus, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the exactly approximate, but they have cameras in the front on the outside, and they have cameras on the the back side also.
Because the other day you called to say there were 12 cameras inside the bus.
That's 22 cameras per bus inside and out.
Ridiculous.
It's a lot of cameras.
She's making numbers up. She just basically admitted to making the numbers up. You've seen some cameras, and you speculated based on the cameras you had seen as to how many cameras there actually were. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how many. There's about five up in the front by the drivers. Mm-hmm. And then there's about another four or five towards the back and the hallway.
Are we talking about inside the bus now or outside the bus?
The inside of the bus, I don't know exactly how many are on the outside. I know that they're filming the driver's behavior. And drivers have known to hit pedestrians, run red lights and hit pregnant women and run off. And they've done a lot of dumb things like that. And
so there's an elephant in the room. That I've got to ask you about, which is, why are you giving us this lesson on bus-mounted cinematography? what is the deeper truth you're looking to expose to the listening public through this line of exposition?
Well, you know, I really believe that there's a lot of millions of people and tens of thousands of people like myself that choose to ride public transit. When I lived in Boston, they had a really great transit system there. And, you know, my point is that I really want to expand our public transit. As you know, that I'm in support of the ART, you know, the rapid ART.
You're in support of the government-funded tearing up of roads in Albuquerque to put in some sort of mass transit device that nobody really wants except for government bureaucrats and people like you. But I don't know if you really answered the question. You just want to promote the idea of public transportation, which is why you're calling to talk about all the cameras on the bus?
So were you calling in the anecdote about the suicidal people jumping in front of buses in hopes that suicidal people would join you in your quest to make more buses so they can commit suicide more conveniently?
Well, no, I'm just trying to discourage people that it's really pathetic. What is it like to jump out in front? We have these rapid rides. And then the drivers can't drive for like a month because they're so shell-shocked.
So you're trying to discourage people from actually committing suicide. Well, I guess that's a worthy goal. Go ahead, Daryl.
I think they should give the death penalty for suicide myself.
So I was trying to find out how many cameras are on buses in Albuquerque. And one of the top searches on Google was camera catches Albuquerque city bus driver eating a burrito and crashing into stopped vehicles.
So he's
eating this burrito with both hands, no hand on the steering wheel. It looks like he might have his left knee up under the steering wheel.
Man.
Your tax dollars at work.
Hey,
we've got a real advertisement for public transportation. If you want to see a fat man, I'm just assuming he's fat.
No,
he's not
fat.
It's a skinny guy. If you want to see a skinny man eating a burrito and crashing into random parked cars, support your local public transit.
There's actual video of him crashing things like that? Oh, I got to see this. All right, can you share that on the Facebook page?
Definitely.
All right, we're coming up here. Thanks, Sarah, for the call. 855-450. Free our Facebook pages. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Liberland has had some wins. They're racking up a few court victories. We'll tell you more about that. It's been a while since we've talked about Liberland. And then in related secessionist news, there are some polling numbers that are coming out of the Brexit, Britain's possible exit from the European Union. All of that and more, including an Amazon FAA penalty. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is our number, 855-450-3733. Coming up this summer, New Hampshire Hemp Fest. Rich Paul, you and I, we're going to be there.
Yay!
Daryl W. Perry, I believe you're going to be there as well.
I think so.
My understanding, you're going to be recording your news product from the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. And you might be joining us on the air on Free Talk Live. We haven't really figured out who's going to be on when, but I think, Rich, you said you're going to be on Free Talk Live as well. We're definitely going to have you on, I think. Because it's Hemp Fest, and who better to have on Free Talk Live at that time than Rich Paul, who's one of the people who's leading the fray, leading into the fray of the with the government against the war on drugs and in favor of your right to use whatever substances you want. Hemp Fest is going to be happening August 25th through the 28th. This is the new summer festival that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting at. We are no longer broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be at Hemp Fest this year, August 25th through the 28th. It's a weekend-long event. And if you do want to get into our broadcast room at the event, it's happening at Rogers Campground, which is the same campground that the Porcupine Freedom Fest Freedom Festival happens at. You do need to have VIP access to the event in order to get into the broadcast area. But otherwise, we'll still be around the entire campground all weekend. So if you can't afford the VIP tickets, you'll still get to meet us. So looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great event. It's shaping up to be what I consider is going to be a really awesome time in the woods in northern New Hampshire.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of good people out there.
I'm looking forward to it. NHMFest.com. You can go there, learn more about the event. It's in its third year, but it's already being called one of the top 10 hemp festivals in the United States. NHMFest.com. Lock your tickets in now and start planning now, because we're talking about just a little bit more than 2 months away from this event here. It's going to be coming up really fast before you know it. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm glad to hear Rich and Daryl are there with you. Now, I wanted to say, now, as far as Sarah in New Mexico, I mean, I know she's a public transportation advocate and all that. I don't want to talk about her, but the buses have many cameras on them. I know there are at least 10 cameras on the buses.
Well, Daryl just did a count, and he saw six.
Well, that was based on a video that I saw where a news agency had the security camera footage. There was one camera pointing on the driver, one camera pointing down the aisle from the front, one camera pointing up the aisle from the back, one camera on each of two doors that people could get on and off the bus from, and then one camera pointing straight forward. Basically, showing you what the driver would see.
Right. That all makes sense to me. Where you would put the other four or five cameras, I have no idea.
Well, Sarah was saying that there were like 10 or 12 inside and 10 on the outside.
Yeah, Sarah's paranoid and crazy.
Yes. She also loves the police state.
Right.
She's wrong about the number on the outside of the bus. I mean, I've seen for sure they have one on the very up at the top of the windshield facing out.
Right.
Makes sense. You could call it an outside camera if you like, but then they have one on each side facing down the side of the bus as well. And at the top of each door facing down, and it's a sort of a fisheye lens view.
Now, are you talking about in Wyoming?
No. I'm talking about where I used to live in California. No, Wyoming, okay. There are only three or four cameras at the most. There's one on the outside just to show.
I'm surprised they have public transport.
Yeah.
Well, it's really, I mean, you know, like less than 600, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, less than 600,000 people here, but
right.
Still, the case is that there, you know, there is a rural transportation authority, so to speak, and they do travel. I mean, it's a dollar. It's a dollar to go 90 miles. I can't believe it. But I mean, if you want to ride the bus, you could literally stay on the bus for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours if you wanted to. That's what the driver told me.
Woohoo!
If it's a boiling hot day and you're inside an air conditioned bus, sure, it's great. You know, you can see how the other half lives, so to speak. They're outside in the heat and you're not. So anyway,
the other half lives on the buses.
No, the half that lives outside of the bus is what I mean.
Okay, because I was thinking in my economic status, I'm probably part of the half that lives on buses, not the other half.
Well, so you're calling to back up, Sarah? You think there are as many as 10 cameras inside or outside of a bus?
Well, I know that there is one, as Daryl said, there's one facing the doors. Inside, facing out towards the doors from the inside. There's one facing towards the back of the bus, one from the back of the bus facing forward, one from the front of the bus facing backwards, two facing the driver for sure, because they have one that looks at the driver's face, the one that looks at the driver's, the pedals, looks at the brake pedal and the
gas
pedal too. Yeah, really. And they also have a motion sensor camera that if you hit the brakes too hard or accelerate too fast, it turns on the recording.
Huh.
It records everything that happens from that point forward. It records the whole time, but then it actually logs the recording from 30 seconds or a minute before the event.
Boy, I bet Sarah, if she's listening to this, is getting all kinds of warm fuzzies in her
because she just loves having
cameras on everything. It makes her feel safe.
Well, the good thing about it too is that, you know, if you see the drunk drivers or whatever, they're caught on 50 cameras or something. I'm kidding about that. Anyway, no, the thing about it's paranoia. It's paranoia by the bus companies. It's paranoia by the authorities.
Well, I don't blame anybody for putting it. If you're running a bus, whether it's a public bus or Greyhound, I don't blame anybody for putting cameras on those things. I mean, you've got dozens of people every single day who are riding on one bus or another, and you're dealing with some real crazies. I mean, anybody that's ever spent time on a public bus system or public transport, you know there's some nutters that get on those buses and some, you know, some thugs, you know, street thugs and toughs and punks or whatever. So these people are troublemakers, and it makes sense to have them on video. I don't have a problem with it. I just, whenever Sarah calls in with numbers, I immediately disbelieve her because every time we've checked on her claims, I mean, every time we've checked on her claims, they've turned out to be false. So you got to take what she says with a grain of salt.
She multiplies, bag of salt or a truckload of salt.
Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
The only number that, and I don't think Sarah's ever said the number, but she's definitely dialed the number. The only number that I know that Sarah knows that is accurate is the telephone number for this radio program,
which is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The latest from Liberland. They've gone to court for their arrests, where their activists, their movers, have been targeted by the Croatian police state. Well, there's been somewhat of a victory in the courts. Tell you about it. 855-450-FREE. Also, we'll take your calls first about whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative, and it's Bitcoin, a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. Using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You've got an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it, and learn more about it over at Bitcoin.com. Get started at Bitcoin.com. Right now, Bitcoin hovering at right around $700 per Bitcoin. It's been an incredible last several days in the Bitcoin universe. The last month alone has seen a dramatic increase in the price of Bitcoin. Now, can it last forever? No, probably not. It's probably going to, the bubble will probably pop, but who knows at what point? I mean, it might keep going up for a while and then pop and then come back down to $500 per Bitcoin rather than $200, which is what it came down to the last time a bubble popped. So who knows?
Or it'll go all the way to the moons of Jupiter.
Or it could go all the way to zero. I mean, that's always a possibility. You never know what's going to happen in the future. But likely, as Bitcoin becomes more proliferated around the globe, it will only become more popular and more valuable over time. That's my prediction, and by no means am I an expert. Of course, no one is. No one's ever been through a cryptocurrency like this before. Every day,
in this universe.
Yeah, every day is a new day. We have no idea what's going to happen. It's very, very exciting times, though, because more and more companies are signing on with Bitcoin. More and more individuals are signing up, and they're downloading wallets like the Jax wallet at Jax.io, JAXX.io. Great wallet. We're endorsing it here on Free Talk Live. It actually allows you to hold Bitcoin, Ether, and the new DAO tokens. Super easy to back up and recover funds. All data stored client-side. They never have access to your cryptocurrency. and it's cross-platform. So you can get it for your smartphone, your tablet device, or laptop or desktop computer. Probably there's probably a Jax for you, and their ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. Get started with Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. We have Rachel on the line in Orlando, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey there. Welcome. You're on the air.
Not to be a dead horse, but I did want to talk about the whole transportation thing. But this is something that's encouraging, actually. Today at work, I had someone tell me that they are going to have a public transportation, not public, private transportation system from Palm Beach to Miami, and it's not a single dime of taxpayer money is going to be used.
Wow, that's pretty shocking.
Privatized. Yeah, I'm really encouraged by it. In comparison to Jacksonville public transit, which has something called the Skyway, Skyline, I can't remember. It's only a mile long, and it's crap, and they spent $2 million on it of taxpayer money. You just can't make this stuff up, and it's almost completely useless. It's horrible. So I'm really, really encouraged by the thought of having a private transportation option. And I don't know. Like, I haven't looked it up yet. I just haven't looked
it
up. I have not looked
it sounds
up.
Expensive.
But, well, I mean, it's a private company, so hopefully they're...
Are they able to actually get people's land without using eminent domain, though? Because Florida's super developed. I mean, if you think about it, Florida, what you're talking about, West Palm Beach to Miami?
Palm Beach to Miami is what I heard. Now, I have not looked it up. I didn't know if you guys have heard about this or anything. I have not had a chance to look it up myself. But when Sarah started talking about public transportation, it jogged my memory. So I didn't know. I mean, I'll try to find out more and call back in at another time to give you an update.
And what was it supposed to be, a light rail, or what was the actual technology they were using?
I think a light rail. It was not a bus system or anything like that, like a monorail, light rail type of thing.
My biggest question is how much money does this thing cost? Because obviously when government does this stuff, it's expensive because a government is guaranteed to be a boondoggle with the whatever the costs are they're expecting to have. They usually end up tripling those. So you know governments are going to spend more than likely what the private market would do. But on the other hand, the government also has the benefit of being able to use eminent domain. And obviously, as libertarians, we're against the idea of eminent domain, which is, for those that don't know, where the government can just tell you, you've got property we want? Well, here, we'll give you this amount for it. And if you don't want to accept that amount for it, well, too bad. We're going to take it anyway.
Back in the 1800s, when there actually was private railroads, those were actually straighter than the government-run railroads.
Really?
Because the government-run railroads, they had to go to all of their politically connected buddies' areas. And
that's
so they never built a straight line. They always had it be curvy.
Well, not just that, but the Congress actually paid the railroad companies by the mile for
so
how much track they ran.
So they had the incentive to run a longer track.
Exactly. Yes. And they also got a certain width of land on both sides of the track, which I think they called an easement or a... but basically, they could then take that land and sell it to somebody else.
For development.
Exactly. And then put a train station there to make damn sure the development took a take us off.
Yep, exactly. Rachel, anything else you want to share?
Just wanted to say hi, let you guys know about this. And hi, Daryl. I met you at the National Convention.
Hi, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel. Appreciate it. Daryl's fan club.
I do have a fan club.
Apparently you do. It's really
that
cool.
That one sounded adorable.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So I found there's a couple different light rails that exist connecting West Palm to Miami. But they appear to be government-run things. There's the South Florida Regional Transit Authority, and then there is Metro Rail that is operated by Miami-Dade County.
Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vernon.
Hey, so I have a question, and I'm gonna take it off the air. So let's pretend Bitcoin crashes, and let's just imagine it's $1 a Bitcoin, and it stays there for 6 to 8 months. I know. Let's just pretend there's a severe crash. What happens to the people that, you know, let's just say the value again was $1 a Bitcoin. What happens, you know, to those people that had invested, and what do you think the future of the currency would be? And I don't know much about Bitcoin. And one other question, is there any sort of a backup system, a backup, you know, I know that, you know, we have the FDIC with the banks, and I was just curious what mechanism there may be with Bitcoin. And I, like I said, I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Actually, no, don't hang up. Don't hang up, because I want to.
Oh, he's gone, dude.
Okay, well, I wanted to turn the question around on him and say, what would happen if gold dropped to $2 an ounce? It would be the same thing as if Bitcoin dropped to $1.
People start buying like crazy, I would tell you.
There would be some people that would start buying like crazy and other people that would start freaking out, oh, I lost a bunch of money.
Right.
My guess is there would be a difference, which is gold can never go to zero because it's a physical commodity. If
True.
Nothing else, it will always be good for boat anchors. You know, if you can't find... So even lead costs money. Any metal costs money. Bitcoin can actually go to zero, which can't happen with gold. I don't think it's very likely, but to answer this gentleman's question, my guess is if Bitcoin ever went to one, people would lose enough faith in it to give up on the system. I could be wrong on that. Maybe it could be nursed back from one, but that would indicate to me that something had gone like horribly technically wrong and the system was ceasing to exist.
I would say the likelihood of that happening is astronomical. Like you have a better shot of winning the Powerball consecutively for like 6 straight draws.
Yeah, there's no guarantee Bitcoin is going to continue to be the cryptocurrency of the world, the world's choice over time. But right now, it definitely is by far Ethereum, the second place cryptocurrency out there, or Ether, is they're doing fine, but they're, you know, still a fraction of Bitcoin's popularity, of Bitcoin's price. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but there are no guarantees in life, so don't invest what you can't afford to lose.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's
there's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the radio 7 nights a week, spreading the ideas of freedom and liberty, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It makes a huge difference for us when you do that. You're getting the show for free. You like the website? That's free too. But it does cost money to put these things together, and so we appreciate any support you can give, and the AMP program is the easiest way to do that. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there at amp.freetalklive.com to get behind Free Talk Live and help us market Free Talk Live to new radio stations around the country and new internet listeners and satellite listeners around the globe. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you found it. We had Rachel on the line in Florida. She was talking about having heard news about some kind of light rail system, perhaps, that was going to be built privately with no government money whatsoever between West Palm Beach and Miami, and you have found what that is.
Yeah, found the story from the USA Today. And came out just a couple days ago. It's dated June 10th, and byline is Sacramento, California. Taking shape inside a factory here are the privately run trains that will soon carry millions of Floridians and visitors to the Sunshine State as they zip between Miami and Orlando. The Brightline service, scheduled to begin initial service between Miami and West Palm in a year, is the first privately run and operated passenger rail system launched in the United States in over 100 years. Operating with no public dollars, Brightline will compete with both private cars and airlines, and, of course, public transit, as it races up to 125 miles per hour along the 235-mile route. They're expected to expand to Orlando in 2018, and the CEO says there's a lot of nostalgia about trains, even from people who have never been on a train. He says in the 1960s, your whole social structure was based around the car culture. That's not so true today. And then there's more in here about how the company says that they're anticipating either creating or maintaining at least 5,000 jobs per year. And the project is being funded by private investors.
Interesting.
Via $1.75 billion in tax-exempt bonds.
Huh. So there's a tax exemption going on here, but no actual direct subsidies?
Correct.
Okay. Interesting. Brightline, gobrightline.com is their website. You got to say, it's fascinating to see somebody investing in rail here in the year 2016. You know, because there's a lot of outlay that would have to go into something like this. I mean, sure, there's plenty of swampland in Florida that you can probably buy pretty cheap if you buy in the right places, but generally that's not in West Palm Beach in Miami. So it would seem to be a relatively expensive process to purchase or rent the land necessary. Presumably you'd want to purchase it to make sure a landlord couldn't pull it out from underneath you at some point in the future. So to buy the land or the rights to traverse the land in question here would seem to be pretty expensive.
So how far north is West Palm Beach? Is that like between Miami and Orlando?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's closer to Miami than anything else. Close to Fort Lauderdale. Closer to Fort Lauderdale, close to Miami, as I understand it. I never really spent much time on the east coast of Florida, but I do know enough based on calling radio stations. I've learned
72 miles.
72 miles from Miami?
From Miami to West Palm.
Yeah, so not very far.
And they say they're laying 252 miles of track?
To go all the way to Orlando. The ultimate destination Orlando.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously they've run the numbers and they think it's going to work because they're laying out whatever money they need to buy this land, to lay this track, to build these trains, and then, you know, staff them. So this is a huge outlay of expense. Kudos to these guys, whoever they are, for being willing to take what seems like a pretty big risk. I mean, to figure that people are, in this day and age, interested in train travel.
People are interested in cheap travel.
Right.
And
well, this appears to be marketed towards the upper crust.
Well, they've not put out how much the tickets are going to be.
Right. They're not saying how much the tickets will be, but the way they're marketing it on the front page of their website.
I've not been to their website.
At gobrightline.com. It's all about the immersive arts and cultural districts, the business communities, the nightlife, the golf courses, the world-class shopping districts. So it definitely seems to be marketed towards more of an upper-crust kind of clientele. But ultimately, if you want people to ride a train, it should be something that targets the average person. I mean, this just could be how they're marketing the thing, and then anybody's going to ride it. But
right. You know, and there are certain airlines that, you know, they definitely target the, less fortunate, if you will. I was recently on a Spirit airline, and I absolutely would never go on one again. But during the safety announcement on one of the flights, I forget if I had a layover somewhere or not, but on one of the flights, the guy doing the safety announcement, he was like, you know, you've got to follow the lighted signs. And I hate when they say that. It should be the lit signs.
Mm.
But he said the violation for smoking in the bathroom is $2,000. And believe me, if you had that kind of money, you'd be flying first class on American.
Right.
And so that I thought was hilarious. But yeah, Spirit, they nickel and dime you for everything. If you want a beverage or snacks, you have to pay for that.
Right.
If you have a carry-on bag, you have to pay for that. And it's more expensive to carry a bag onto the plane than it is to check the bag.
Okay, well,
have your personal
let me give you
item
a slight counterpoint there,
the
because
seat.
What you're saying there is that if you want to have a soda, you pay for it. If you want to carry a bag on, you pay for it. Well, if that's all included in the price of your ticket, then if you don't get a soda,
you pay for
a soda. If you don't take a bag on, you pay to take a bag on. So I personally prefer the a la carte thing.
Here's the thing. After I wound up paying to check a bag and pay for a seat assignment and pay for beverage and snack, it would have been cheaper to have bought the next highest or the next cheapest flight.
A full-on ticket for...
Full-on ticket from Cheap Air where I bought the thing. But I looked and I was like...
How much more expensive was it to go on Spirit?
After buying all of that stuff, wound up only being like $15 more. But when I'm looking at the price on Cheap Air, I was like, wow, this is $60 cheaper than the next cheapest flight. I'll go ahead and buy this one. And then check a bag, because if I carried the bag onto the plane, it would have been $50. I checked the bag for $35.
Wow.
Wow, that is expensive.
Yeah. And if you forget to pay for the checked bag before you get to the gate, it's $100
at
the
gate.
Woo! $100. Yeah, they're screwing people over.
Well, that's that's kind of what happens with poor people, is they get the raw end of a lot of these financial deals, whether it be check cashing places or whatever.
Rent-a-centers.
You know, these places that target people with very little money, they kind of take advantage of ignorance, and they expect that, well, you know, we're going to sell this person this ticket based on the apparently cheap price, and they're not going to know enough to research and learn about all the, you know, the extra fees that we'll add in at the very last moment. Like, in this case, it's a fee that everyone's going to have to pay.
Right.
Because very few people will actually take a flight without a bag.
Right, you know, or with only something that fits under the seat.
There's no cost for that?
No cost if it fits under the seat. That's your personal item.
Ah, okay.
But a carry-on, if you put something in the overhead bin,
gotcha.
You've got to pay for using the overhead bin. None of their seats recline either.
Wow, that's pretty... well, not that the reclining is really significant on any airline for the most part. I mean, it's usually no more than, like,
a couple of
10
inches,
degrees?
But still, like, when you've got a bad back that stiffens up when you sit 90 degrees...
Yep, I'll give you that.
It was a painful flight.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the review. I've never been on a Spirit Airlines, and I would be less inclined to do so now.
Yes.
So you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. These trains are looking pretty nice. The Brightline trains, the first privately funded rail project. You said since the 1800s, Darryl? When was it?
In over 100 years.
Incredible. I wish him the best of luck. I hope it works out for him. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. On the way here tonight, Amazon hit with a penalty by the FAA. The flight bureaucrats?
Yes.
We'll find out what that's all about coming up in hour number 3 on Free Talk Live. Plus, Facebook's threatening you.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition. An unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.